English-born tenor saxophonist Gary Windo divided his time between England and the U.S. Over here in the 60s, he studied with cool saxophonist Warren Marsh and played with the bebop bassist Tommy Potter. Back in England, by 1970, he recorded with art rocker Robert Wyatt and the big band Brotherhood of Breath. Then he returned to America to play with Carla Blaze Jazz Orchestra and with rockers like NRBQ. The saxophonist passed away in 1992. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a new Gary Windo retrospective.
Tenor saxophonist Gary Windo with jazz bassist Steve Swallow, rock drummer Dee Sharp, and pianist Pam Windo, 1979. Over the years, many jazz musicians have made patronizing rock music, while rock jam bands have demonstrated their limited jazz skills. Gary Windo was one of the rare musicians to make convincing statements in both fields with his highly personalized tenor style. Windo's raspy overtones, vocalized inflections, and shriek falsetto came from rhythm and blues saxophone, but he really pushed the special effects. He used tenor almost like an electric guitar. His hard, quick attack could sound like speedball picking, and he could make the horn screech like an amp feeding back. Windo could play, but more than that, he had a sound. Gary Windo in a catatonic state, reconciling R&B honker Junior Walker and howling free jazzer Albert Eiler, two of his heroes. This music's from Anglo-American, a new compilation of previously unreleased music by Windo on the Cuneiform label. It takes him from London 1971 to Woodstock 1981 and shows he had more than one trick up his reed. He could be bluesy, out to lunch, gruff, and tender in the space of a few phrases. Gary Windo's tune, Baxter, performed with quintessential bar band NRBQ, whose pianist Terry Adams is another chameleon comfortable in jazz and pop. Windo spent some years in London, where the jazz, blues, and rock scenes were closer than over here, with musicians like Jack Bruce and John McLaughlin jumping from one to another. The London jazz scene was also sparked by a brace of South African exiles who brought a taste for fat, tuneful riffs and a big driving beat. You could hear all of that in the early 70s sextet Symbiosis, including Windo, arty rock drummer Robert Wyatt, and South African trumpeter Mangezi Feza. On Windo's Stand Fast, Symbiosis is part free jazz group, Garage Band, and What's for Tea Mum Village Orchestra.
Yeah.
Gary Window didn't always boil over. The retrospective Anglo-American includes an overdub piece for soft-toned bass clarinets where he slaps the keypads shut for quiet percussion. That's an old sax player's trick, and the levy moan of layered reeds owes a debt to Rossan Roland Kirk. Gary Window valued such influences, but he had his own genius for fitting his voice into most any situation. For a freak player, he had some kind of excellent taste.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Downbeat and The Absolute Sound. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Sue Spolin directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.